Venezuelans vote later this month. Almost every elected office in the country is at stake, from president to mayor. The current president, Hugo Chavez, engineered this so-called mega election. He says Venezuela needs to re-legitimize its democratic institutions after a new constitution was passed late last year. Critics of Chavez say he's simply trying to consolidate his power and remove his political opponents from office. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
President Hugo Chavez is a popular man in Venezuela. Most polls here suggest he'll easily win re-election. But to get a better idea of how many Venezuelans feel about Chavez, you have to see their reaction when he drives by. The president often campaigns from the back of a pickup truck, as he does here in the town of Charayave, about an hour outside Caracas. When the truck appears, they run alongside, reaching up to try to touch him. Manuel Perachili, a stocky man in his 50s, almost has trouble breathing at the sight of Chavez.
El presidente Chavez es la vida del pueblo.
President Chavez is the life of the people. Without Chavez, we cannot achieve what we dream of, because Chavez is our leader.
Chili wears a red beret, an imitation of Chavez's trademark headgear. The beret is also the symbol of his political party, known as the Movement of the Fifth Republic, which swept into power in 1998 on a tide of popular anger over government corruption and widespread poverty. It's a movement that draws heavily on old-fashioned socialist ideas. Chavez opposes the privatization of state-run industries, and he calls Cuba a model for Venezuela. He's also fiercely nationalistic. He makes constant references to independence hero Simón Bolívar. In fact, under Chavez, Venezuela is now officially known as the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela. Some of Chavez's opponents say he's become carried away with this Bolivarian philosophy. Taxi driver Fran Garcia says Chavez is crazy. It's a word that comes up often when opponents talk about the president. You also hear the words megalomaniac, paranoid, and increasingly autocratic.
He's not what you would call a natural democrat.
Robert Batome was born in the U.S., but he's lived all his life in Venezuela. He edits a newsletter about business and politics here. He's also one of President Chavez's harshest critics.
His whole style is, you disagree with me, it's because you're a traitor. He's not a guy who enjoys debate or tolerates opposition.
Batome says Chavez's combative attitude has churned up a renewed sense of class warfare in the country, something he believes generated the recent outbursts of violence during the campaign, including rocks thrown at anti-Chavez politicians. Chavez has also picked a fight with the Catholic Church, accusing priests of being corrupt counter-revolutionaries who, in his words, hide the devil under their cassocks. Some believe Chavez's bellicose style has also had a chilling effect on the Venezuela economy. For the first time in memory, the country is mired in a deep recession at the same time the price of oil, the country's chief export, is going up. Robert Batome says foreign investors are leery of the economic measures Chavez might take once he's safely re-elected.
You know, you don't expect pro-business, pro-market, market-friendly policies from a guy who's saying that we're going to build a nation on the Cuban model.
For Venezuelans like Batome, the only hope against Chavez and the Bolivarian Revolution is Francisco Arias.
Estamos frente a una elección que va a determinar nuestro modo de vida en libertad.
At the posh Eurobuilding Hotel in Caracas, a room full of doctors, engineers, and other professionals welcomes Arias as a potential savior. Arias, who's running against Chavez in the presidential race, fits in well with this crowd. He wears well-tailored business suits, a stark contrast with Chavez, who prefers loose-fitting military fatigues. And yet, despite their different styles, Arias and Chavez used to be close allies. As military officers in 1992, they conspired to overthrow what they considered a hopelessly corrupt government, and they both spent 2 years in jail after their coup d'etat failed. But earlier this year, Arias and other key members of the movement broke with Chavez. Arias says the president has lost touch with the movement's original purpose.
What we wanted it to achieve was a more democratic state, with a full range of liberties, with more democratic participation for each citizen. What we got instead was the concentration of power in one person.
Arias accuses Chavez of accumulating quasi-dictatorial powers, primarily by using his influence to control the makeup of groups such as the National Elections Council and the Interim Congress, which took over the legislative branch after voters approved the new constitution last December. Arias and some journalists also say Chavez is trying to pressure the media. Some reporters have been physically attacked, and earlier this month, a local TV network abruptly canceled a top-rated morning news program, whose anchor was stridently anti-Chavez. The government says it had nothing to do with the show's cancellation. Still, many Venezuelan journalists say the case is a worrisome indication of things to come if Chavez is reelected, and many of them privately support Arias. Francisco Arias can probably count on overwhelming support from professionals like journalists, doctors, and engineers. In fact, he seems to have the middle and upper classes firmly behind him. But in Venezuela, you can't win an election without the votes of the poor. In Catia, one of Caracas's largest slums, a samba trio wearing Arias's campaign colors marches down the main street, followed by a gyrating go-go dancer whose hot pants are also in Arias's colors. The candidate follows close behind, ignoring the effigy of himself that's hanging from a lamppost. The locals are polite but cool. They stand in their doorways with their arms crossed, and Arias is forced to go to them to get a handshake. Virgilio Jimenez accepts Arias' hand, but neither the candidate nor the parade impress him.
Of all the people who just came through here, not one was from this neighborhood. This shows this candidate has no popular support. There's no way Chavez will lose this election. All the mayors and governors who are opposed to him are traitors, and they will see what happens after this election.
That's exactly what many Arias supporters are afraid of: a Chavez re-election and then 6 years of political retaliation. But many say they're not as worried as they were 5 months ago, before Arias had defected from the Chavez camp. Back then, Chavez was pulling in around 80% approval ratings, and his party seemed poised to sweep most elected offices. Since then, Arias has chipped away at that popularity with his constant warnings about the potential for dictatorship, as well as headline-grabbing allegations of corruption in Chavez's inner circle. Many Venezuelans now say even if Arias loses, he's managed to rebuild a credible opposition, and perhaps keep the president's power in check. Martin Costi, NPR News, Caracas.